Blog Talk Radio.
Fourth show out of six, but this is the first one coming in prime time. Move out everything. Take the Statue of Liberty out of the equation. Forget about Citi Field. We're not interested in Madison Square Garden and the Knicks yet. This is Talk Geek with Tyler Brook Podcast. Produced by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631-81 are on there now. We'll get to your questions. Hold tight. If you miss it, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, it's more of him, less of me. Let me lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tyler, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third of all, you're bringing a great guy in here, more popular than the Giants and Cowboys tonight.
Oh, I love your optimism there. But I wouldn't say we're that big as of yet. I do hope that happens one day. But for now, I'm settling, talking to all y'all about our wonderful half-hour topics. Before we go any further, I would once again like to thank Kitty Cat Rugs for sponsoring this episode. That name again is Kitty Cat Rugs. Follow them on Facebook and check out their work on My Rug. And if you'd like one, please go to Geek Talk with Tyler and we can figure something out. Our guest today is Michael, and I apologize if I'm butchering this wrong, Brogdon. Michael, how the hell are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
And do you want to tell the audience about who you are, what you do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Michael Brogdon. I am a 28-year-old cosplayer here in Staten Island, New York. I am a part of a few fan projects. I play the Rain Ranger in the YouTube series Combat in the Grid. I play the Green Digital Beast Ranger in an audio drama on YouTube called Power Rangers Digital Beast. And I am working on a few projects of my own called Power Rangers Dino Destiny and Digimon Rangers World Beyond.
Terrific, terrific. As always, stay tuned because we got another trivia question for you that relates to the topic of this episode. We asked it a little later in the episode, so I think this time we're going to go over a little smack down the middle, about 10 minutes left of this episode. And as always, if you answer correctly within the show's time frame, you will receive a wonderful prize. And we already have our first comment. Denise from San Francisco, California. Hi, Tyler. Love your show. Each and every week, smooth delivery. Denise, oh, thank you. So our topic for today is the necessary of fan works. Michael, let me ask you something. How long have you been involved in creating fan works for the respective community?
I've been involved in creating fan works for about, about a few years now. Been working behind the scenes and actually being on the screen. And honestly, it's a lot of fun, and it gives the people an entirely new way to concept to imagine how the original work would be if they expanded.
All right, so there you go. It's the what if from the MCU. Is that what you're saying there, Michael?
Exactly.
Well, that's an easy way to put it, but personally, I believe that fan works exist because the fans of whatever you're talking about, it could be Marvel, it could be DC Comics, it could be anime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and how they thought, we're creative, but we really want to be involved in this community, so let's just make our own little hypotheticals. David from, I apologize if I'm butchering this, Corvallis, Oregon, says, fan works sound great. How can we check it out? Well, like many fan works, I assume, Michael, yours is available on YouTube?
Yes. As I stated before, I play the Rain Ranger in the series Combat in the Grid. You can check that out on YouTube.
All right, nice. But as far as my fan works go, to any of you that are Dragon Ball fans, I highly recommend Team Four Stars redubbing of the Dragon Ball Z series. It is just hilarious how they do it. And the running gags between the whole Senzu Bean making Korin and Yajirobe a gay couple, or giving more Vegeta more of an ego, if that was even scientifically possible. So yes, many of these fan works that exist are not only available on YouTube, but across the web. But just a heads up, there are some things you're not going to want to see because Rule 34 exists. So use it on your own caution. And on that note, we actually have another comment. Question, excuse me. Shell from Germantown, Pennsylvania. I like Courtney Widmore, Stargirl. Any thoughts? I have seen her, and out of all the DC live-action shows I have seen, Stargirl actually is one of the better ones that I have seen. I would say MCU Phase 4 TV show quality. Those are my thoughts on that. But I still think we deserve a proper Lobo show. Like, we had one a while back, but it really didn't do the character justice. That's just me. You've probably heard it before. And I'm going to keep saying it until we get Lobo as a decent TV series. But let me ask you something, Michael. What made you want to get into fan works?
Well, I've always been a big fan of Power Rangers, Pokemon, Digimon, Marvel, DC, and I've wanted for a while to put my own spin on things. So especially with the two projects that I'm currently working on, Digimon Rangers Worlds Beyond and Power Rangers Dino Destiny. For me, with Digimon Rangers Worlds Beyond, it's basically like a mashup between Digimon and Power Rangers put together.
See, here's why I'm not really fond of Digimon. I mean, it definitely stands out in its own way, but I feel like the naming is just so lackluster. It's just like you can have any random word. As long as you have the word mod at the end of it, boom, it's automatically a Digimon name.
Honestly, I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you on that. But also at the same time, it's like, I know there's a lot of speculation out there that people say that Pokemon's better than Digimon or Digimon's better than Pokemon. But honestly, Digimon, if you really, is an abbreviation for digital monster. And Pokemon's abbreviation for pocket monsters. But honestly, to me, just as long as you're having fun with it.
Well, I mean, comparing Digimon to Pokemon is kind of like comparing pork to beef. Two different animals.
Exactly.
I mean, the only thing they really have in common, it's human-monster relationship, the fact that they end in mon in it, and they both come straight out of Japan. But other than that, they're completely different.
Exactly. And I agree with that 110%.
But as far as fan fiction goes, it's really a whole it's one of those things where we ask ourselves if we can do it, and many times the answer is yes. But the real question is, should we? Here's my answer on that. As long as it's tasteful, I think it works. But that's just me. So what do I mean by tasteful? Remember about Rule 34 I mentioned earlier? Yeah, a lot of people violate that rule, and that is just, And for those of you that don't know what Rule 34 is, I apologize if what I'm about to say is going to cringe you out, but here it goes. If it can be sexualized, it will be. And it happens more times than not. I'm not going to lie about that. But honestly, it shouldn't. And I will explain this in one of my episodes with Danielle Amorsino coming up for the Geek Talk with Tyler lineup. which will air next year, which, side note, you can also catch my new theme song that will appear next year. But basically it talks about, is everything being sexualized right now? I think yes, and we are coming up with another question. Carl from Jacksonville, Florida. My top five DC characters, The Flash, Deathstroke, Hawkman, Joker, Bane. Give me yours. I love this show. Carl, first off, thank you for the compliment. Second, my favorite DC characters, I would have to say Mark Hamill, Joker. I would definitely have to say Lobo, because he's like Han Solo, except more awesome. I would say, who's another one of my favorites? I guess I would have to say Lex Luthor in his own way. Definitely Kevin Conroy, Batman. I cannot stress how awesome that was. And go on my Facebook, you can actually hear me ask him how it was like working with Luke Skywalker, a.k.a. Mark Hamill. So that's three. The other two, I guess I would definitely say Bane, but, like, I would say not so much Tom Hardy Bane. I like the traditional Bane, where he actually has the venom going into him. He's much more smooth and articulate. Or Brian always just talks like this, like he has something wrong with him. And I guess if I had to pick another one, I've always liked DCAU Flash. He's basically the straight guy in the whole group of serious Justice Leaguers. Michael, you got any favorite DC characters?
I actually do. Number one, and this has been, and this will be my favorite one out of all time, Green Arrow.
Oliver Queen Green Arrow?
Yes, Oliver Queen Green Arrow, especially from the CW Arrowverse.
Okay, I would have gone to DCAU, but Arrowverse is a solid Green Arrow.
I would have to go with, of course, Kevin Conroy's Batman.
Phenomenal choice. Or are you just saying that because you're agreeing with what I'm saying?
No. I've been a fan of his ever since Batman the Animated Series.
All right. Good answer.
My third one will have to be Nightwing.
Okay.
Right. My fourth is The Flash.
Which Flash
and
specifically? There's been
Barry
multiple
Allen.
Characters. Okay, Barry Allen, that works.
And my fifth, John Stewart Green Arrow. I mean, not Green Arrow, John Stewart Green Lantern, I'm sorry.
And to be fair, they got too many greens. Green Arrow, Green Boy that turns into animals. And to different beasts,
Beast
I forget his name right now. I'm kidding, I know it's Beast Boy. It's like they really pride themselves on the color green.
I guess so.
So there we go. There are our five favorite DC characters, and we hope they're yours too. If not, let us know who your favorites are if you want to give a shout-out during this episode. And we're about halfway through, so here's a little trivia question for you. If you get first person to get this trivia question correct, will receive the Geek Talk with Tyler sticker set. This includes the original Geek Talk with Tyler sticker. It includes the shiny Geek Talk with Tyler sticker, the mascot Showtime, and the newly I Can't English Today sticker, courtesy of Mad Hen Productions. Now, here's the trivia question. Pulling it up right now. Which Adventure Time was originally a fan-made character? Once again, which Adventure Time character was originally a fan-made character? First person to answer, gets the sticker set. Now, it's funny. A lot of the times when a character is made, like just for a movie or just for a show or just as a doodle, they find themselves into the canon. Bebop and Rocksteady are two examples of such. From the Turtle franchises, they were basically just quote-unquote filler characters. And for those of you that don't know what filler means, it's basically when the character was never in the original source, whether it be a comic or a book or a graphic novel or anything. But yet, they, because they became so popular, they're written into the canon. Harley Quinn was another famous example. Pretty much a lot of the characters that first appeared in the DC Animated Universe found their way into the comics. Terry McGinnis, Ace the Bat-Hound, Harley Quinn, as previously mentioned, and so much more. Let me ask something, Michael. What are some of your favorite characters that eventually got read in because of fan fiction?
Honestly, this is coming from the Power Ranger line for me, the whole team for Power Rangers Hyperforce. They were a tabletop RPG live action, and then next thing you know, they got written into comics, making them canon to the Power Ranger universe.
Nice, and we got our first response and first attempt answer to the question. Dale from Moncoto, Minnesota, apologize if I'm butchering that. We have Batman, Shazam, Black Canary, Aquaman, and Lucifer as the five favorite DC characters. And the answer to your question, Darkseid. Dale, I really appreciate the attempt, but Darkseid is a DC character. We wanted Adventure Time character. So we still have another 15 or so minutes on the show, so if anybody else would like to take a crack at it, be my guest. But all things considered, Darkseid is a great character, and he was pretty much the last character submitted for the upcoming Tournament of Power episode that I will be releasing next year. And he was suggested by my wonderful co-host who did my villains episode for my Geek Talk with Tyler episode, as well as our ranking of the 12 Talismans of Shendu, both of which are found on my Anchor page and my Spotify page. If you would like to know more about Joseph's work, please visit his bio on my guest of Geek Talk with Tyler. Now, fan work is an interesting art, and I do call it an art. I mean, I'm not going to lie, a small part of me thinks it's people who want to be creative but aren't that creative. But I still respect it for what it is. It's just passion and dedication for their respective community. Would you say so, Michael?
I wholeheartedly agree. Because,
all right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, because There are people in this world who love the original series of whatever fan fiction or fan project that they're doing. They look at that as the source material.
Awesome.
So whenever you see mashups or original content with that specific theme, there are people out there that criticize it, but mostly the fans themselves, they love it.
Michael, I'm going to ask you something. Which community do you believe gets the most fan works, whether it be fan art, fan stories, fan anything?
Ooh, that's a tough one. For me, it's between the Power Ranger community and the anime community.
Well, anime is kind of a big genre. We have Dragon Ball, we have Naruto, Bleach, and even exotic ones like Chainsaw Man, which is actually appearing pretty soon, and my personal favorite, One Piece. But which specific anime do you think gets the most fan works out there?
Definitely Dragon Ball Z.
I can see that, and to be fair, it's what I call a gateway anime. For those of you that don't know, a gateway anime, or pretty much any gateway series, is kind of like a intro series, or kind of like a first steps into the world of anime series. So some other gateway animes would include Pokemon, Sailor Moon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh!, all the more mainstream ones. But if there's an anime you think that's mainstream that I haven't mentioned that serves as a good gateway anime, feel free to let Mark know, and I'd be happy to mention it over this episode. But the point that serves is that, yes, I have noticed a lot of Dragon Ball fan art, fan stories, and as popular as Dragon Ball is, and yes, it is absolutely very popular, Akira Toriyama is not always the best with story structure, especially when it comes to romances. He is more creating characters and the naming thereof, especially with the names. Here's a fun story for y'all. As I mentioned in my comics, when Toyotaro, Toriyama's partner in crime for character design, presented with Beerus, he originally showed it as Beerusu, or which is basically Japanese for virus. When Toriyama heard it, he's like, oh, Beerus, like alcohol. So he named them Beerus. And subsequently, all the other gods and angels of Dragon Ball Super's franchise are named after alcohol. But in Toriyama's defense, though, pretty much a lot of his characters are named after food, whether you're a Saiyan, one of Frieza's minions, or pretty much just a random character, there's a good chance you're named after food or some other theme. But that's just me. Now, Michael, you create characters for these fan fictions, I assume, yes?
Yes.
Is there a rhyme or reason to your naming thereof?
Honestly, not really. Some of them for Digimon Rangers, we actually kind of sometimes base it off our real life.
Nice. Well, you know what they? This is another thing I've said before. I believe that all fiction is in a way nonfiction because many of the characters we develop are based on ourselves in a way. Case in point, my story, Peter and the Cold Christmas, which will be my Geek Talk with Tyler Christmas special, as well as the Christmas special for the podcast series, Drinking with Authors. When I wrote that book, I also kind of wrote it as like a what-if scenario. What if there is a boy who intentionally misbehaved just to get coal? But as I was writing this book, I kind of wrote about myself in a way because a lot of the times people judge Peter without actually getting to know him. And I found that happened a lot in my life when I was younger. So, yes, I do believe, and feel free to say something if you agree with me or not, that all fiction is, to some degree, non-fictional.
Yes,
do you have any thoughts
on
that, Michael?
I agree with that because sometimes, like, some fiction, it all stems from whatever we're going through in life and whatever problems or situations that we deal with.
I believe, well, it's funny you mentioned that. I believe to some degree that writing is in our own way kind of therapeutic for the problems you really can't discuss out loud or don't feel comfortable. You just write it down, which is why you'll see many authors with journals or notepads just with them, whether they're coming up with an idea or they just want to write something out. Either way, if you're really into the writing world or just want to feel creative, I would recommend you carry a notebook with you. It could be a small one you could fit in your pocket. Could be a bunch of post-it notes. Could be just a sheet of paper. Either way, I would start carrying around a sheet of paper to help me really think out loud, in a sense. And yes, you can argue that, oh, just download the notebook app on your phone. And I'm not going to lie, I do have that as well. There's just something therapeutic about putting pen to paper. I'm probably old school that way, but you know what? There's no school finer than old school. Do you agree with this, Michael?
I agree. I agree because there's nothing better than actually getting a pen and paper and writing everything down.
Nice. Ron,
all
from
your
Oceanside,
thoughts,
California.
All your ideas.
Ron from Oceanside, California said, could it be Lucky Star? If you're asking if Lucky Star is the character for the trivia question, it's not. But could Lucky Star serve as a gateway anime? Yes, it actually could. It's a nice slice of life, wholesome anime. If you're just starting to get into anime, I would recommend it dubbed. Many funny animes are actually better off dubbed. Funimation's Shin-Chan, the dubbed version of Ghost Stories, which is basically, if you combine Scooby-Doo with the kids from South Park, you'll have the dubbed version of Ghost Stories. Full Metal Alchemist and Endor Brotherhood, both better off dubbed. Of course, Dragon Ball. Michael, you have any anime you think are better off dubbed than subbed?
Honestly, yes. For me, it's an anime called The Devil is a Part-Timer.
I've seen that. Didn't it just get a new season?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, from what I've seen, the two enemies have a kid together. Don't know how that works.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I mean, I know how sex works, so don't get me wrong, but they've never actually been intimate on screen. So they still have yet to say that. But to be fair, I haven't finished season two, so I guess I need to start binge-watching after this episode. So there we go.
Yeah, I'm actually all caught up in season two.
X-Day on the Oilers.
No spoilers.
All right, thank you. I mean, if it was, I'd have Mark disconnect you right now. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
All right. Awesome. So we have about 3 minutes left. So as of right now, I'm going to tell you all what the answer is. The Adventure Time character that was originally a fan-made character is... Michael, can I get a drum roll? Meemaw. That was the Adventure Time character who was originally a fan-made character. But Dale, since you actually took the time to answer this question... feel free to send Mark your address, and I'll send you a couple of the Geek Talk with Tyler stickers. Just let him know which ones you'd like or which one you would like, and I'll be happy to send you, as well as a thank you for being the first person ever to answer a question on the Geek Talk, on the Talk Geek with Tyler Brooks show. So, Michael, we got about 2 minutes left of this show. You want to tell everybody who you are, where you can be found, you know, wrap this bad boy up with a nice little bow?
Okay. First off, thanks for having me. Again, my name is Michael Brogdon. I am a cosplayer here in Staten Island, New York. I am currently working on two fan projects called Power Rangers Dino Destiny and Digimon Rangers Worlds Beyond. You can actually find me on Instagram at RedRanger2134. And you can actually catch me on Twitch at RedFalcon347, where I will be streaming Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. And again, thank you for having me.
Hey, and everybody, give Michael a round of applause. He did this essentially last minute because of the terrible hurricane that's currently happening in Florida.
And if you don't mind, may I do a little shout-out?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to give this shout-out to my two children, Andros and Armani. I love you, and you are my reason for doing these projects.
Terrific. Catch us next week as we have another lovely guest on this episode. And if you would like to reach out to your friendly neighborhood Tyler Man, please go to the Geek Talk with Tyler website, and there you'll see all my social media pages. Until then, stay safe. Stay hydrated, and most importantly of all, do not forget to stay geeky out there, because we have another wonderful show. Until then, everybody, have a safe, wonderful, and very pleasant day. Michael, thank you again for your time on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And if you'd like to be a guest for the Geek Talk with Tyler show, please hit me up after the show. Until then, stay geeky, everyone.